Morning, welcome to today's edition of 10 Minutes of Torah, today's daily Torah podcast, entitled The View from the Inside. And we dedicate today's learning to the rescue and recovery of all of those who in the building collapsed this morning, early this morning in Miami. And we pray for, again, their safety, rescue, and recovery. The Hasidic teaching for today is very interesting teaching about, you may call it the Kabbalistic view of what we call gravity. The Alter Rebbe, the founder of Chabad, was also very proficient in the sciences and astronomy. And he once shared the following teaching, which was later shared by his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek. And this was in 1802. And he said the following: the astronomers ask that since the earth is spherical, round, like an apple, so why don't the people living opposite us, in other words, in the other hemisphere, down below, this is in Russia, so he was asking in America, why the people in America, why don't they fall off? Like, if we're on the top, they're on the bottom, or like where I come from, down under, Australia, and we're in the northern hemisphere, then the southern hemisphere. So if we're on top, they're on the bottom, what keeps people attached to the earth? So the Alter Rebbe says their resolution is incorrect, which is gravity. He says the real reason and the real solution to the problem, to this issue, comes from the Kabbalistic text called Eitz Chaim, which means the tree of life, in which it talks about the nine heavenly orbs, fields of, or spheres of energy, which receive their vitality, which means their energy flow, as it comes from the source, as in God, comes to them in a manner that is spherical, which means non-linear. Usually you think of a flow, of an energy flow, or any type of flow is linear. This is a spherical flow. As such, the energy therefore is equal in all places, so there's neither a top or a bottom. There is no top or bottom. Thus the sky above the people who are opposite us, down below, is above them exactly as the sky here is above us. And the earth there is below, relative to the sky that's above it, just like it is for us. So there is no top and bottom. And when it comes to the globe, when it comes to the earth, because it is a spherical type of energy that is equal in all places, and non-linear. Obviously, there's a lot more to unpack about that, but the point is that the Alter Rebbe is making a point here that the Torah is not only a religious code in the sense that it addresses the religious aspects of life. And for understanding creation, we turn to the sciences. But rather, the Torah, as we know, is the blueprint for the creation itself. So to really understand the workings of creation, even from a scientific standpoint, the ultimate source is in the Torah. And a lot of these types of teachings and ideas are rooted in the Kabbalah, and so on and so forth, particularly Sefer Yetzirah, which is called the Book of Formation, which contains within it all of the spiritual genetic code, if you will, of creation. So that's the Hayom Yoim for today. It actually relates to the Tanya of today, where the Alter Rebbe talks about the different streams of energy that God produces, as it were, for creation, and distinguishes between the way God energizes souls and everything else. Everything else is the product of divine speech. The letters, the Hebrew letters, are the code within which is embedded the breath of speech. The breath is the actual energy itself. The letters are the containers. So, everybody knows that when you speak, obviously there's breath in the letters, in the words that you're saying, but in a limited way, and that's why we can talk a lot. But if you engage in some deep breathing exercises, like people do to meditate and so on, or to relax, if you do a lot of deep breathing, then that slows your body down because it's coming from a much deeper place within than the breath that's packed into letters and words. And so the Alter Rebbe explains that the breath of God that energizes soul comes from very deep within the divine, very deeply within God, and is in fact an extension of God Himself. And that's the idea of taking a deep breath and then exhaling. Taking the breath means going inward, drawing from a deeper inner place, as opposed to the breath coming out of words. We don't inhale before, because the oxygen is relatively is much lighter, is relatively external to the deeper breath that is produced when we breathe in deeply. And so, what that means is that the universe is the product of a more external energy coming from God, packed into the letters, whereas the soul is an extension of God Himself. And that's why we find in the biblical narrative, where it talks about the creation of man, the Torah says, "And God breathed His soul into his nostrils," whereas the rest of creation is described as God speaking it into being. God spoke the various elements of creation into being. The soul is breathed into the human. And what that means is, therefore, that we all have a fragment of the divine. It's as if God breathed himself into the soul of man. And that accounts for something from the Torah reading of today, which is the fifth section of Balak, in which the Gentile prophet Bilam, who was hired, contracted to curse the Jewish people, blesses the Jewish people. And one of the blessings, and they're actually very beautiful blessings, and one of them that is in today's Torah reading, he says, "God has not seen any disobedience among Jacob. The Eternal God, the Eternal, their God, is with them, and they have the king's friendship." So the Hebrew word "with them" is imo, that God is with them, and that word "with" can also mean in them. So what that is saying is this: yes, there may be sin and iniquity that we're guilty of, but God has the inside view, which means, because God is within the soul of man, how does He see us? He sees us not as the compromised individual from sin, but rather He sees us from the vantage point of soul. And so God always sees the redemptive spirit of man, the great potential of man. And it's not God looking down from a high vantage point. It's the way he's seeing us from within, because the soul is a fragment of God Himself. So that actually ties into the Tanya teaching of how the soul is conveyed via the deep breath of God, and which means perforce that there is divinity within our very own soul. That's the Torah reading for today. Lastly, we have the Rambam's mitzvah today. The mitzvah is to teach Torah. The obligation is to teach Torah to our children, to grandchildren, to students, and this is the great ethos of education that is central to Jewish life. Foundationally, is built on Jewish education. Interestingly, the word for teaching in the Torah, v'shinantom levonecha, it's an unusual word for teaching. Usually, the word for teaching is v'limadetem, you shall teach. So the word v'shinantom, also the Hebrew word shinantom, also connotes sharpness. And what that means is that a person should be taught Torah to the point where it's sharply embedded and etched into the mind of the student. In other words, it permeates and produces thinking and produces ideas such that when a person is consulted or asked about something, an opinion on a particular matter, their opinion will be informed by Torah because it's been sharply embedded and ingrained into our mind, psyche, and thinking. That is the wrap for today's daily dose, for today's 10 minutes of Torah. We will be continuing the broadcasts not next week, but God willing, the week after. So we'll see you again on July 5th. I believe it is Monday, July 5th. So between now and then, again, we pray for all those involved in this terrible building collapse in Miami. And everyone should have a good Erev Shabbat. We'll see you Monday, July 5th, God willing. Thanks for joining, and please share.
All right.